Okay, this is the part where you blur your eyes and you see the Burns Choir as a mist going off this way and the Tongan Choir as a mist coming on this way. And actually what we're doing is putting the Tongans in place so they can sit there while the Ghanaians sing, but we have a few other things anyway. I'll be interested to see how this works. As you may have noticed, Nalu Kelemeni is the choir master for the Tongan Choir. And today, his dad, Eddie Kelemeni, is in the choir. So we'll see how that goes. When we first started worshiping together, we had different languages, as we will today. And some people questioned, how come you don't translate the languages other than English? And it never struck me as something we needed to do, and here's why. How many of you believe that God speaks every human language? And if we really think about it, why are we here this morning? For each other? In part, absolutely. We're here for fellowship, for being together as Christians. But also and primarily, we are here to praise God. And God hears our hearts, even when we're not using words. And God certainly speaks any language that humans can come up with. When the first Christians were following Jesus around the Holy Land, they asked him, Lord, how should we pray? And it strikes me how many times I've been asked that by people in congregations. How do you pray? And Jesus explained very easily that you pray in the manner, in the model of the Lord's Prayer. And so this morning, as we are together, and as we are people of different cultures and different languages, I know the bulletin says we will pray in English, but I would ask you to pray in whatever is your most comfortable language, that we should speak to God in the words that Jesus himself taught us to pray. My brothers and sisters, let us pray. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen.